I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Oanda Senior Market Analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Johnny, and late afternoon over at my end in Asia.
The start of a new week. Tell us about the markets where you are today. How have they been?
So, very interestingly, at the start of this week, which is a brand new trading week in Asia session today, we continue to see this some kind of near-term US dollar weakness taking hold. So as we are speaking right now, very interestingly, the US dollar index is now testing a key medium-term support level at around 99.45, and right now it's down by a intraday loss of negative 0.19%, and the 99.27 level is exactly at the key 200-day moving average. So ever since the bearish breakdown of the 20-day moving average and 50-day moving average on 30th of July, the US dollar has been rather lackluster. And this softness in the US dollar index at the start of this week has been primarily driven by this so-called fundamental factors that is now supporting a less hawkish expectation by the US Federal Reserve, namely the softness that is not, I would say not really the softness, I would say that is rather a below expectation of US CPI data that is not so red hot as fail, followed by the PPI data, as well as a slight slowdown in US consumer confidence data, which is the University of Michigan preliminary consumer confidence data for August that was out on late last Friday. So all these factors has triggered a repricing of that earlier hawkish US Federal Reserve rate hike expectation as portrayed by the US Fed Funds Futures traders. So based on the CME FedWatch 2 right now as we are speaking, the rate hike bets for the upcoming meeting, which is on the 16th of September FOMC meeting, that has been greatly reduced to only a chance of 30%. For a 25 basis point hike. So previously, this 25 basis point hike expectation was as high as 70% at the start of last week. So that has been kind of significantly reduced. And what's interestingly over here right now, market participants is only expecting the Fed to hike only once by the end of this year, which is the 9th of December 2026 FOMC meeting, which still has a high chance of 86%, where the Fed Funds Futures trader is expecting the Fed to hike by 25 basis point to bring the Fed Funds rate up to 3.75% to 4%. But what's interesting is right now the second interest rate hike has been totally been evaporated. So by Q1 next year, on the 17th of March 2027 FOMC meeting, that second interest rate hike potentially has been reduced significantly to 26% chance. So previously, last week at around this time, that still hover a chance about 60%. So that has been totally been reduced significantly to 25% chance. So what we could see this repricing of this Fed rate hike expectation toned down has caused the US dollar to remain soft at the start of today's Asia session. And because of this softness in the US dollar, that also negate the joyous political risk premium that is coming out from the Middle East. So we know that in the last 1 week or so, that so-called second interim peace deal between US and Iran, that has kind of that optimism has kind of dissipated and has been reinforced over the events that has taken shape late last week and over the weekend, where over the weekend Israel has now kickstarted a offensive measures or offensive maneuvers against Lebanon, which is a strong ally of Iran, and also US now is mounting a more economic sanction to cripple Iran's economy, as both sides, means the both key stakeholders between US and Iran, continues to play this game of poker, and that causes the oil prices to trade rather firmly in today's Asia session. So if you look at the two benchmark oil markets right now, particularly the Brent crude oil. So Brent crude oil now is trading slightly higher at 0.88% at around $90 per barrel, and the West Texas crude oil is trading up by almost 1% at the $83.35 per barrel. So despite this uptick in oil prices, but that doesn't really trigger a negative feedback loop into the global stock market due to the fact that it's being kind of supported by this weakness in the US dollar due to a reduction in this Fed rate hike expectation.
Let's now look to the week ahead. What else is happening during the week?
So for this week, the focus will be on a couple of data to take note of. Firstly, will be on the 19th of August. At 2 p.m. Singapore time, you will have the UK inflation data over here. So what market is now expecting in this UK inflation data that is out on Wednesday, the 19th of August, will be a slight uptick over here. So core inflation rate year-on-year basis, market is now expecting a rather elevated number, almost unchanged at the previous print of 2.6% year-on-year. So if that came in within expectation at 2.6% year-on-year, which is the similar rate in June, that could allow the sterling pound to trade in a current firm level against the USD. As I mentioned earlier, that the US dollar is now showing signs of near-term weakness over here due to this down back in interest rate hike expectation by the US Fed funds futures traders. So if you look at the technical chart of the sterling pound, the pound against the sterling dollar, pardon me, against dollar, it continues to trade above its 20-day, the 50-day, and the 200-day moving average since 30th of July. And right now, it's at 1.3560 over here. So from a very short-term perspective, the key support level to look out for will be at 134.40, which is right exactly at the 20-day moving average, with the next intermediate resistance coming in at the 136.40 level / 137 figure level, pretty much close to the May 2026 minor swing high area. And the next event to take note of will be for sure the release of the FOMC minute meetings, which is also on the same day, but that will be at a very early Asia session morning over here. So very quickly, let me bring up the economic calendar. So that will be on the 20th of August, Thursday at 2 a.m. Singapore time. So market participants will be looking at a debate among U.S. Federal Reserve officials, given the fact that the last time round, Fed Chair Kevin Warsh didn't give any forward monetary policy guidance. So in fact, going forward during the next few press conference, he has a kind of a distance towards giving forward monetary policy guidance. So hence, market participants will be looking out for clue during the debate among U.S. Federal Reserve officials in the last FOMC meeting, as stated in the release of this FOMC meeting minutes over here. So very likely, it could still paint a rather balanced picture or balanced tonality among U.S. Federal Reserve officials, where some of them are looking for a wait-and-see approach, particularly pertaining to situation in the Middle East, especially from this U.S. and Iran, where they're trying to play a game of poker. And some U.S. Federal Reserve officials also voicing concern about softness in the U.S. Labor market, and especially at the start of today's podcast, we do mention the continuation of the softness in U.S. consumer confidence data, as indicated by the latest U.S. University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Report that was out late last Friday over here. So if the U.S. Federal Reserve officials continues to paint a balanced picture, that could also further support this ongoing near-term weakness in the U.S. Dollar index, indicating that U.S. Federal Reserve officials on the average is not in the rush in the rush of hiking interest rate. And lastly, on Friday, we will have the important Japanese data, which is the nationwide inflation rate data. So for Japan, for the core inflation, market is expecting a same pace of 1.7% year on year, almost for the month of July. Same, we call it a momentum reading as of the June print of 1.7%. So this data will be rather important given the fact that the dollar yen is now back at this level again at around this 100 and pardon me, at around this 159.19 level as it's trading right now. So in the past week or so, it failed to break above 159.50, which is very close to the psychological level of 160. And the next important resistance level for the dollar yen will be at 160.75, which was a level that kick-started that joint FX intervention between US and Japan that causes the dollar yen to plummet significantly to a low of 155.23. So right now, market participants will be pretty much, we call it on a lookout, number one, for any signs of a distaste about the yen weakness coming back into the picture again. And if fundamentally the inflation data starts to came in within expectation or back towards that 2% level, long-term BOJ desired level, that could allow the Bank of Japan to continue its gradual interest rate hike policy, and we will start to see a bit of a tone down in the yen weakness that was evidenced in the 1.5 week ago below this key short-term resistance level of the dollar yen at 159.50. So that's a wrap for the key events slash data to look out for, and as well as some market dynamics which I have discussed earlier, Johnny.
Excellent stuff, Kelvin. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a great week.
My pleasure, Johnny.